We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
3:36, and Jonathan Lowe, on that onside kick, did Notre Dame actually get the ball?
Yes, it looks like they reversed the call, they reversed the call and something happened. Looks like there might have been maybe an offsides or something. They backed it up 5 yards.
So, in other words, the officials huddled long enough to find something Louisville did wrong on the play to make sure Notre Dame got the ball back, if I've got that right.
Yeah. That's about correct.
Yeah,
that's about right, yeah.
It's called home cooking, and Notre Dame trails Louisville 7-6. Go Cardinals, 7:32 to go in the third quarter. Let's talk college football, Minnesota Golden Gophers style. Andy Greeter of the Pioneer Press, good enough to join us. We'll get into the Loons as well a little bit later on. Andy, how you been?
I'm pretty good, Steve. I didn't know you were that sarcastic against Notre Dame.
Just a little bit. Yeah, just a little bit.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. I mean, they're probably one of the most hated college programs traditionally. My dad, you know, has always been an anti-Golden Domer. So it's there are those factions out there. There's no doubt.
Yeah, it maybe starts with the whole Lou Holtz thing. You know, okay. And maybe I'm bitter because Lou Holtz got it rolling here and then leaves for Notre Dame. And it's just been kind of a downhill slide from there.
I always think it's interesting that they, you know, usually have such a soft schedule and then go undefeated and then, you know, most often are inflated on who they are and how good of a team they are. I think that's my biggest knock with Notre Dame a lot. You're not quite sure who they are. And, I mean, even now they're playing an ACC schedule, and the ACC is probably one of the worst Power Fives, if not the worst, outside of Clemson. So we still don't know if Notre Dame's any good or not.
Well, and there's a big fan in the sports department at the Pioneer Press, Jace Frederick, one of your colleagues.
Yeah.
He's a big Notre Dame guy.
So, yeah, I didn't know that. That. We'll have to get into the debate about that.
Anyway. Golden Gopher football is back 1 week from tonight. Andy, they're finally there. And this is a huge game, and I think everybody recognizes it. Little Brown Jug, Michigan, Minnesota on a Sunday night at TCF Bank Stadium on ABC. Wow.
Yeah, we're not jumping in with a directional school in a non-conference game that doesn't have a whole lot of appeal to it. It's straight into the deep end, and it's a little bit concerning because usually you have those non-conference games to be able to find out what your team is. The Gophers have 7 new starters on defense and a couple on offense and some issues potentially with the offensive line, and you know we're not going to have any opportunity to see and test it out against a South Dakota State, if you will, a Georgia Southern. It's right to Michigan, but they're in the same boat. They don't have that opportunity to break in their new quarterback and Joe Mixon. It's going to be a great, fun matchup to get college football back, even if there won't be fans in the stands a week from now.
Yeah, and Andy, Minnesota got a huge lift. Rashad Bateman eligible. He will play, and that is huge. I mean, this guy is a consensus first-round pick in the NFL, and he is a difference maker, and Michigan's going to have to deal with him.
Yeah, for sure, and Michigan has issues in their secondary. Some of their best players opted out and didn't come back, like Rashad Bateman. So there is a potential advantage there. Yeah, I mean, when you get a first-round draft pick to opt back in and come back because he misses college football, he misses his teammates, he misses the environment without anything to gain. He, you know, has proven himself as one of the best players in college football, and he's coming back for the love of it. So that just certainly excites any sort of Gopher fan of what they can be, because, you know, they are losing Tyler Johnson. They are losing Rodney Smith. There are some questions on who's going to be producing for them. And when you're able to get your best offensive player back, your biggest playmaker, obviously that bodes well for the prospects for a season.
Yeah, and they have an experienced guy and a cool customer at quarterback, and that's a big advantage as well.
Yeah, for sure. And there's a lot of question marks on quarterback play, especially in the Big Ten West, and that's where the Gophers have the upper hand. You know, Tanner Morgan was, you know, second team All Big Ten last year and had some phenomenal games and was perfect in some games and just had great accuracy and great playmaking ability so often. And that's something that the Gophers have not had in a long, long time. And they have an incumbent quarterback who was named yesterday as one of the top five preseason players to watch in the Big Ten West. And the Gophers haven't had that in the entire time, the 9 years that the Big Ten's been handing out those honors. And the Gophers got two in Bateman and Morgan. And that just shows you some of the riches that the Gophers have right now.
2019, a turning point, a big year in the PGA Fleck era at the University of Minnesota, and they can come out of the gate and get another signature win. I mean, let's face it, being able to hoist the jug at home, I know TCF Bank Stadium won't be packed and that sort of thing, but it still would be a big way to start the 2020 season to get the jug.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's the marquee matchup in the conference. It's on national TV for a reason. There's talk of ESPN's College Game Day coming back, which would be a wild situation that they'd be here for consecutive Gopher home games if they do make that announcement tomorrow and come back. It's just a real sea change with this program and how many successes and how many firsts and opportunities that they've had that they've never had before, or that they haven't done in a long time. And to have game day here twice in a row, even if it is a subdued environment given COVID-19, you know, it's still a very exciting team, and there's a lot of promise with the Gophers in 2020.
And Andy, you brought up, who's going to fill some of these playmaking roles on offense. Sure. What are potentially some of the other concerns for the Golden Gophers 1 week from tonight? Where are their question marks?
Yeah, I mean, defensively, first and foremost. I mean, they had four draft picks from that side of the ball last year and a lot of playmakers. Unanimous All-American Antoine Winfield Jr., he's gone. You know, linebackers Kamal Martin, Thomas Barber, both gone. Defensive ends, you know, Winston Delatabadere, Carter Coughlin, Nickelback, Chris Williamson. You know, there's a lot of holes on this defense. And, you know, Joe Rossi, when he was promoted to defensive coordinator, the Gophers are 14-3 since then. Just a phenomenal record with him coming in. And now he has to find a way to reload and retool with young guys in a lot of places. You know, for the Winfield spot, you know, they're – other three secondary members are all back, so they'll be relied on. They've got two really good corners and a veteran safety now in Jordan Howden. Tyler Newbin, a four-star recruit, is going to be coming in for Antoine Winfield Jr.'s spot, and he's highly thought of, but inexperienced. So we're going to have to wait and see with him. Mariano Thurimara, and I wrote about him in the paper for tomorrow. He's played all three linebacker spots. And he was probably going to an Ivy League school if it wasn't for the Gophers offer. And now he's one of the most intelligent players, and he's going to be leading that defense in the middle. And Boye Mafe, another local kid, is going to be filling in for Carter Coughlin. Boye is from a Hopkins, and he's just a freak athlete that has made some splash plays, but again, hasn't played a lot. So are they going to be able to have the production when they're asked to do more? And those are some of the big question marks defensively that I think is kind of the number one thing with this Gophers team. If they're able to reload defensively, then this team can really go places.
Andy Gritter joining us from the Pioneer Press. Golden Gopher football opens against Michigan. It'll be next Saturday night at TCF Bank Stadium, and it will be on ABC starting at 6:30, and then they'll be on the road Friday night game at Maryland the following week at 6:30 on the 30th. And then they'll continue at Illinois, return home to battle Iowa on November 13th. Another night game at 6 o'clock at TCF Bank Stadium. And, Andy, I'll just get it out there. Not a huge fan of Friday night college football games. It should be for high school, but I get it, television and all of that. They're trying to get games in and get television programming and provide some value to BTN and their other television partners, so I understand.
Yeah, I mean, it's difficult. I really wonder about the weather here. You know, I mean, it's chilly now, and it's only going to get colder. Oh. They've got games on the schedule at night when it's, you know, obviously colder out. They've got home games in December. You know, the Big Ten Conference talks so much about, you know, player safety, health and safety, and why they, you know, have changed the season and altered things there. But it's not healthy. It's not super safe to be playing in sub-zero temperatures. And it's not any fun a lot of times as well. So I wonder about kind of the perception of empty stadiums and freezing weather for college football. It'll be an interesting dilemma and look just once they have to play those games outside, it's going to be interesting to see.
Yeah, and, you know, a night game end of October, but you get into the middle of November,
right,
kicking it off at 6 o'clock against Iowa. Wow. We'll see. Maybe we'll get a good day and get a good weather day. You never do know. It's been a tough go of it for Minnesota United FC. COVID-19, yeah. They lose two games. It looks like they're on track to play Houston on Sunday.
Yeah, just got off the phone with Adrian Heath, the Loons coach, and he said that, you know, they lost a game last Sunday due to two positive tests, and those two players are now quarantining for 14 days. And then on Wednesday, they had another positive test that was inconclusive because it was a rapid test, and the subsequent PCR tests were negative, so it was a false positive, but it cost them a game on Wednesday. So now they're going into, and they didn't train on Thursday, they didn't train on Friday, they trained in small groups today, and they're going to try to give it a go tomorrow and play a game and have Houston fly out for that. So, you know, they felt confident that they had it isolated. You know, the false positive cost them a second game, and now they're going to try to give it a go, and like I said, and play again if all the testing returns negative tomorrow night.
Yeah, and an unusual year goes without saying. The Loons have certainly had their ups and downs. Give us a sense of where they're at, Andy, at this point in the season, dropping those two games with the schedule the way it is. I mean, you just can't turn around and quickly make those up.
Right. They feel like they have a window for one of the games, the Chicago game that was on Wednesday. They feel like they can reschedule that. The Dallas game from Sunday, they're becoming a little bit trickier because, you know, they're already playing two games a week and
right,
got to try to find an opportunity on someone else's schedule to do that, and that's proving difficult. You know, Minnesota has been very middling for weeks now, and they've struggled to get results and do them consistently. You know, they had a four-game losing streak at one point. They had a four-game winless streak at another point, and it's just been, you know, some wins, some ties, some losses, not a lot of consistency from them, and they're certainly built to win now, and they've had to endure a lot of injuries. They've had 74 starts lost due to injury this year, and now they have a couple of players with COVID, and they have a key midfielder who's coming back from international duty in Jan Greegoos, and he's not going to be available for a couple of weeks because he's got a quarantine. You know, it's just a very challenging year for everybody in all walks of life, and we're seeing it on the soccer field in St. Paul as well.
So Houston tomorrow night, Allianz 7 o'clock. Then the following Saturday, they'll be at FC Cincinnati, and then back to Allianz. Everything goes okay Wednesday, October 28th, against the Colorado Rapids to close out the month. So, Andy, always good to visit with you. Thanks for the time.
Yeah, appreciate it, Steve. Take care.
All right, there he is, Andy Greeter of the Pioneer Press, online at TwinCities.com. Always a lot of good stuff on Golden Gopher football and Minnesota United FC.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.